Langdon shared his frustration. He remembered the video vividly, but nothing down here leaped out as a recognizable feature. Langdon studied the softly lit informational signs that dotted the boardwalk as they moved ahead. One described the 21 million gallon capacity of the room. Another pointed out a non-matching pillar that had been looted from a nearby structure during construction. And still another offered a diagram of an ancient carving now faded from view. The crying hen's eye symbol, which wept for all the slaves who died while building the cistern. Strangely, it was a sign that bore a single word that now stopped Langdon dead in his tracks. Bruder halted too, turning. "What's wrong?" Langdon pointed. On the sign, accompanied by a directional arrow, was the name of a fearsome Gorgon. An infamous female monster. Medusa. Bruder read the sign and shrugged. "So what?" Langdon's heart was pounding. He knew Medusa was not only the fearsome snake-haired spirit whose gaze could turn anyone who looked at her to stone, but was also a prominent member of the Greek pantheon of subterranean spirits, a specific category known as the Thonic Monsters. Follow deep into the sunken palace, for here, in the darkness, the Thonic Monster waits. She's pointing the way, Langdon realized, breaking into a run along the boardwalk. Bruder could barely keep up with him as Langdon zigzagged into the darkness, following the signs for Medusa. Finally, he reached a dead end at a small viewing platform near the base of the cistern's rightmost wall. There before him was an incredible sight. Rising out of the water was a colossal carved marble block, the head of Medusa, her hair writhing with snakes. Making her presence here even more bizarre was the fact that her head had been placed on her neck upside down. Inverted as the damned, Langdon realized, picturing Botticelli's map of hell and the inverted sinners he had placed in the Malabolge. Bruder arrived breathless beside Langdon at the railing, staring out at the upside-down Medusa with a look of bewilderment. Langdon suspected that this carved head, which now served as a plinth supporting one of the columns, had probably been pillaged from elsewhere and used here as an inexpensive building supply. The reason for Medusa's inverted position was, no doubt, the superstitious belief that the inversion would rob her of her evil powers. Even so, Langdon could not shake off the barrage of haunting thoughts that assailed him. Dante's Inferno, the finale, the center of the earth, where gravity inverts itself, where up becomes down. His skin now prickling with foreboding, Langdon squinted through the reddish haze that surrounded the sculpted head. Most of Medusa's serpent-infested hair was submerged underwater, but her eyes were above the surface, facing to the left, staring out across the lagoon. Fearfully, Langdon leaned over the railing and turned his head, letting his gaze follow the statues out into the familiar empty corner of the sunken palace. In an instant, he knew. This was the spot. Zobrist's Ground Zero.